Joined by Mike Dettelier, as we are every morning after the game and every Friday before the game. Talking about last night's game against the Carolina Panthers. And Mike, before we move on to the offense, when you talk about the defense, if we didn't have a great defense, we'd have lost that game last night.
Well, yeah, but, you know, it's a total team sport. I mean, you got to have it in all phases.
Well, but it wasn't like – before, I understand that, but before, a weak part of the team was the defense, and I guess the point I'm trying to make is I don't think people realize how good this defense is.
Well, it's developing well because you got a good core of young players here from Sheldon Rankins to Alex Anzalone, David Onyemata, Von Bell, who I thought maybe had one of his best games as a Saint. And then Eli Apple. You couldn't really ask him to play the ball in the end zone. And that was a crucial play at the end of the first half. He played, you know, he got his head turned around quick enough, and he made a play on the football. And they've changed the coverage a little bit on him over the past few weeks. They realize he's a press cover corner. He's a guy that likes to get up, try to reroute that receiver. Playing off coverage, that's not his style right now. He's a press cover guy. And, again, you go back to it. This is 20 straight games. The Saints have not given up 100 yards rushing to an individual runner. You got to go back to November of last year. Samaje Perine did it for the Redskins. That's impressive. You understand this is a pitch and catch league, but if you make somebody one dimensional like they did the Panthers last night, you saw Cam, he couldn't make the plays when he had to, throwing the football downfield.
I think if you're playing Cam Newton, you can count on him making the plays you need at the end of the game. You understand what I'm saying? I'm flipping the script there, Mike, saying he's gonna mess it up, and he always does. Saints wound up surprisingly balanced on offense, 32 runs, 35 passes, although at times it didn't seem like that. And moving ahead to the Steelers, you know, Sean Payton's not going to say anything, and rightfully so, about the offensive line or any injury, really, until he has to. I don't know that much about the Steelers in general or the Steelers defense specifically, but can the Saints beat the Steelers if Max Unger's out, if Jermon Bushrod's out? I don't know what happened to him exactly, or if Teron Armstead can't come back.
Well, the Steelers are a mercurial team. It depends on when you catch them. They're a football team that could put 40 on you or struggle like they did against the Raiders. So you're not sure what you're going to get from them week to week. And that, to me, is the most dangerous type of team when you play them, that you're really not sure. They haven't run the football over the last couple weeks as well because of injuries and just an idiotic deal with Le'Veon Bell to have him sit out the entire year. But they're explosive in the receiving core, and they're going to come after the Saints secondary. Make no question about it. So I suspect that this will be an intriguing game from how each team is going to kind of see the look in the window. The Steelers played an emotional game last week to beat New England, a team that had their number so many times. And now you're on the road. I think the Saints are a totally different team on that fast track in New Orleans than they are on the road, despite the fact they're 7-1. So, man, don't give me that, you know, well, man, when they play outside, they're a different team. Yeah, you're always a different team when you're on the road. But 7 out of 8 wins is pretty doggone good. The upfront part is the one question mark going into the Steeler game. Because if you've now swung over, Pete's playing left tackle. If that has to play, then you got a new guard. And hopefully things are with Max Unger with the concussion, he can play. I think that's the most crucial part of it, up the middle, at the center spot.
So they're going to struggle if Unger's out, if, I guess if you got, I don't mean this disrespectfully to him, but if you got Will Clapp, who's a rookie playing, I mean, that's nowhere near going to be
effective. Well, Cameron Tom, you know, that's the guy that's going to play the center spot for you.
And it was the first time he played it last night, right?
Yeah, and so he doesn't have a lot of experience playing there. And listen, I'm going after your weakest spot. And I think that if everything gets shuffled around, yeah, I'm going to go after that center and that left guard who now hasn't had much NFL experience. And again, next man up, yeah, that works maybe in the locker room, but it don't work out in reality. And the Steelers are pretty feisty up front. Their front seven is pretty good. They've given up some big plays in the secondary. But again, you're catching a football team that you're not real sure who you're going to see in the mirror when you look across, because they have been Jekyll and Hyde this season, and I would think the over and under on that is going to be pretty high, despite the fact the Saints haven't been explosive offensively the last few weeks. You can see somewhere down the line that's going to break. The same way with defense, that you're going to give up a game where you're going to give up 24, 28 points. That's going to happen also.
Mike, I appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you again on Friday. So you can second guest this evening at Silver Slipper Casino. Mike Dettelier, Bobby Hebert, Jim Moore is going to be on, and you'll have another guest as well because the coaches are too busy on this short week, and rightfully so, to get ready for the Steelers. That's this evening, 4 until 8, Mike, or 7?
4 to 8.
Join them out there at the Slipper. You can have a good time. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Tommy.
Have a good day. More when we come back. Your calls, open lines, as a matter of fact, at 260-1870. The Saints-Carolina game last night. Your thoughts? When we return right now, it's time for WWL First News. For that, we go to David Blake.